What happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. Oh, and it's a bit of a hit, baby. I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev off. I'm going. I've had enough of this rubbish.
I used to be a punk, but now a punk song.
Sister, a cut. on a jigsaw, a monopoly man. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up if you make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. But give my daddy a job, cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed. But if you've got one, I have a machine gun, so I can scare all the kids on the street. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy. Remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make us annoyed.
Over the ground lies a mantle of white, a heaven of diamonds shine down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chill in the weather. Love knows no season, love knows no clime. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping together. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight we're having tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
That was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, the Eurythmics.
You read my mind. I was going to say, from now Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members.
Yep.
Sorry, you didn't hear that.
Nope.
The Eurythmics.
Yes.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas, 101.5 yep. UMFM. Hey, Mr. Christmas.
Howdy.
How's it going?
It's going great.
This is now your time.
This is my time.
You are shining, because not only is it Christmas, you have a house.
I have a house.
So the lights be going up.
Yeah, they're slowly working.
Slowly.
You know.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah. But maybe a full set of lights by the end of next year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we're slowly. It's you build this stuff up, right?
Yep.
It doesn't just happen overnight. You buy a little bit every year.
Yeah.
We got our friend Pete now.
Yeah, Pete. He's on the front lawn.
Pete's lit.
Yeah.
Pete, so will I. That's how you and I are getting through the season.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. But yeah, we got a cute little polar bear holding his one ball.
Yep.
Pete's lit, holding his one ball.
That's what a polar bear does.
That's what he do. One bald Pete.
Yeah.
You picked him.
I know.
So I'm going to make all the jokes I can about him. Anyway, Captain Dan here. I'm Penny Lane.
Yep.
No Hunter. He's at home.
Yeah.
Hiding in the basement.
Yes.
He's just getting over a cold. He got knocked down with something. He was feeling sick, and then he felt better, and then he was right back. Yeah. Fever, the whole nine yards. So,
poor guy.
Yeah, he really got hammered.
Yeah.
But it is that time of year. Like, I can't stress it enough. Go get your flu shots.
Yes.
I'm going tomorrow. You got to schedule one. I got to schedule Hunter one now that he's
on
the
mend.
But definitely, please, people, get your flu shots. Get your bivalent shots. You know, if you're going out, please don't go out when you're sick.
Yeah.
If you absolutely, you're not feeling 100% and you absolutely have to go, put the mask on.
Yeah.
Like, that's, that's how we're going to prevent everybody from just getting trashed with something.
Yeah.
So.
Or else take your Jaeger shot before you go out.
Yeah. It's medicine.
Yeah.
Comes in like a medicine bottle.
Yeah.
It'll fix what ails you, that's for sure. So Mr. Christmas here has decided that December...
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a three-part Christmas party going on here.
Yeah.
This is part one.
Oh, man, Jesus. No, it's good. It's fine. I love it. You pick great Christmas music. Better than I'd pick, because I'd give up like halfway through. I'd be like, all right, I played you three Christmas songs. Let's move on to something else now. But I like listening to what you pick. It's funny, because I'm not a big fan of Christmas music, but you always get a good mix.
Yeah, this week is like all about like new wave and alternate stuff. Yeah.
So. Stuff that didn't fit in the other two categories.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which we'll tell you about later.
Yeah.
So we start off the show with your newfound favorite band.
Sparks.
Daniel's a convert. You saw that documentary and you were just like line and sinker, eh?
I like these guys.
They're great. They really are.
They're weird, which is great.
Yeah, but good. Like, I love when a band is great, but odd.
Yeah.
You know? But that's a little drummer boy. After that, one of my favorite bands, The Kinks, with Father Christmas.
Yep.
And we finished it off with
The Eurythmics.
Class of 2022, The Eurythmics with Winter Wonderland. So we got an action-packed show. We've got a lot of Christmas music.
Yep.
We actually have an interview
at
the halfway mark of the show. I know, I haven't done an interview in a while, so everybody just say a little prayer, cross your fingers that I can actually get that to work with Rod Slaughter, who's doing a show with Block Parent. I think it's December 28th. It is the triumphant return of the Mod Club. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about his show with the Sorrells, I believe it is, and give you some information so you guys can mark it in your calendars
and
get excited. But to get us there... You got a heckload of festivities, ZZZ's music.
Yeah.
So the next song you got coming up, which everybody got blasted with, is on an album that was a fundraising album, I believe. That was, I can't remember what it's called, and the icon's like way too small for me to see it. But I was such a crazy freaking U2 fan, I had two copies of this CD at home.
It's like a very special Christmas.
Yeah. It's actually a great
It's got a
Christmas
lot of
album.
Good stuff on there.
It really does. I believe Bruce Springsteen is on there, Run DMC, Eurythmics. But like I said, I had two copies of it. And it was really the only Christmas CD I owned for the longest time, and I loved it.
Yeah.
It's got some good stuff. And to be honest, wherever you fall on the U2 train, This is a great Christmas song.
It is.
You can't deny it. So yep. This is Teenage Amanda's favorite band.
Christmas. Baby, please come home.
Here on Punks and Parkas.
It's Christmas. Baby, please come home.
You scumbag, you maggot, cheap, cheap, lousy. fine. I put down with my own, can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you. Christmas Day.
Summertime, out to the beach to his boat. Could I join him? gotta relax, turn down all of my advice. Last fall, I had a night to myself, same guy called, Halloween party, waited all night for him to show, this time his car wouldn't go. Forget it, it's cold, it's getting late, tried to run home to celebrate, in a quiet way, unwind, doing business right this time. The boots back out in the snow to the only all-night grocery. When what's my wondering eye should appear in the line is that guy I've been chasing all year. And this one alone, he said, did you break this year's been crazy? I said, me too, but why are you? You mean you forgot cranberry soup? Then suddenly we laughed and laughed, caught on to what was happening. That Christmas magic's brought this tale to a very happy ending.
Welcome back, Punks and Parkas, 101.5 UMFM. Okay, hold your breath. Rod, are you there?
I am. Hey, Benjamin.
Oh, my God. I can say a prayer. It's been a while, and you know that, like, you haven't done something in a while. You don't remember how to do it.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Exactly. So, to those who aren't familiar with you, and I don't know who isn't, this is Rod Slaughter. You are basically Winnipeg music royalty, in my eyes.
Thank you.
Part of bands like Novalero, Duotang. I mean, the list is lengthy. And you're here to talk about a new project and a show that you have coming up.
Yes.
So fill us in. This is the Mod Club is actually coming back, which is fantastic. And you have a band called Block Parents, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is kind of a new side project again for me. And it's really the brainchild of Rob Patchell, who I think everybody knows from... Yeah. The Wind-Ups and other bands, so I think possibly the city's best guitar player.
I would agree. He's really great.
Oh, he's amazing. So he contacted me back in, I think it was like 2018 or something, and said, hey, I want to do an X cover band, and, you know, would you want to be part of it? And, you know, I like X, but it's one of those bands I wasn't that familiar with.
Yeah.
I just kind of know the basic sort of songs. And so I said, sure, it'd be something different. And around this time, Duotang was doing our reunion thing as well.
Yeah.
And so it was with Jacques, who I've known for ages. Of course, he's in Telepathic Butterflies and the Wind-Ups. And, you know, also an amazing, amazing drummer, like just a great drummer. So I was very excited to play with Jacques. And then he invited Jill, who I knew a little bit through Joanne, who was in the Sorrells.
Okay.
We're also going to be playing that show, and I adored Joanne, and I met Jill, and he said, you know, she's going to kind of do the main vocals, and so we did these cover shows, just a couple of them, and then some other covers as well, and I was absolutely amazed by, you know, how good all three of them are, and Jill's voice, and I was just, wow, this is amazing. So anyway, then the pandemic happened, and we all kind of went our different ways, but Rob and I are quite close now, we're very good friends.
Nice.
And the thought came up of maybe kind of getting everybody back together and doing some more covers, but bringing in some originals. And so we thought, if we're going to do that, let's think of a band name and maybe play a couple shows. So that all happened just in the last few months, and we played our first couple shows with all four of us. And one where Jill couldn't make, which was rather unfortunate, but still fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, I'm really, really enjoying it.
That's amazing. I love how there's so many great artists in Winnipeg, and when you guys kind of meet in these odd circumstances and you come together and it's just like beautiful music is birthed, right?
Yeah, it's kind of neat because, you know, obviously it's a small city and everybody knows each other in the music community to some extent, but, you know, I've never played with these people like this. And we all come from different sort of musical backgrounds, and that's what I find really exciting. It's not like I love everyone, obviously, who I've played with in the past, but often you're all of the same mindset.
Yeah.
Especially in novel era. Like, we're all very, very close friends, and we love making music together, but we're all kind of in the same sort of musical mentality. And this is, you know, everybody's coming from a different direction, so it makes it kind of different.
Yeah, it definitely pushes you a bit out of that comfort zone, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you guys have a show. Like I said, Mod Club is coming back, so you're going to be doing a gig on the 28th of December. I believe this is at Times Changed, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Times Changed.
It is at Times Changed. We just played there about 2 weeks ago, and it was an amazing show. I can't actually say enough about Times Changed now. Like, since they've renovated it, and I've always loved it, but now, mm-hmm. you know, it holds more people, and it just feels like a great venue. It's got such a good atmosphere.
Yeah, so, I've never had a bad time at the Times Changed. never.
Exactly.
I think the best, I stumbled in there once, and I saw the World Yodeling Champion. Like, best night ever. But anyway, I digress. So we're going to have the two Mod Club DJs. We got your duotang partner, the Sean Allum and the Invisible Man. You guys with Block Parent and the Sorrells.
And the Sorrells, exactly. Yeah. So Aaron and Sean, the Mod Club DJs, of course, you know very well.
And I do.
When Rob mentioned he really wanted them to DJ, I was like, well, of course, because I love when they DJ. But I was kind of thinking as well, like, you know, I love the fact there are still people in the city who keep that sort of
that
genre alive. Like yourself, Maud Marty, of course, Aaron and Sean. And so I'm really excited that they're going to be DJing.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. So again, it's at the Times Changed. It's December 28th, so mark your calendars. Nobody has any excuses because the Christmas rush is done. So you go. That's when you need to go somewhere and let loose, right? When all the Christmas crap's kind of over. So definitely head on down to Times Change and check you guys out. And you'll definitely keep us posted if you have any future gigs, I hope.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, we will see you there. Thanks for calling in and good luck with the show. But like I said, we'll see you. And you guys are professionals. You got it.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Jamie. Great to hear from you.
All right. Take care. And if we don't talk, have a great Christmas.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Bye, Rod.
Bye.
So there you go. Winnipeg Music Royalty. I'm not kidding, babe. This guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible. We're going to go home and you're going to listen to a whole bunch of Novalero, a whole bunch of duetang. He's fantastic. So like I said, and like Rod said, definitely mark your calendars. It's going to be a great gig. My mod crew, they're going to be spinning some soul, some jazzy, funk, rock, all the stuff to get you off your high knee and dancing. Those two bands are going to be fantastic.
Sounds like a great time.
We should go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So back to the show. Let's go over what we played before our fantastic little interview there. We started off with you two.
Yeah. Baby, please come home.
I do. I'm always, I never leave the home.
That's true. And one of my favorite Christmas songs, Fairy Tale of New York.
So good. So good.
By the Pogues.
Probably everybody's not favorite Christmas song.
Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul
But
McCartney.
You know what's funny? I was singing along. You were singing along. And I bet half the people listening were like, you may hate it, but you love it.
Yep. You sing along to it the whole time.
God damn it.
And Merry Christmas. I Don't Want to Fight.
Who Wants to Fight?
By the Ramones.
Great Christmas song.
Very good Christmas song.
Love it.
And we wrapped it all up with Christmas Wrapping by the Waitresses.
Christmas Wrapping. Yep. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. That's all we know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got the show coming up. A couple things. We went to the Chamber Orchestra sale last weekend.
Yes, we did.
And it's a pretty cool place.
Yeah.
We've been there before. This wasn't our first, but this was one of their first sales in a long time. They've just started doing it again. And if you haven't been and you're a vinyl collector in Winnipeg and you've got a couple hours to spare on a Saturday, and I mean it, go down. They have so much stuff. It's slightly organized.
Yeah, they have, like, when you first walk in, you got your CDs and your cassettes, and then they have some higher price stuff and more of the popular stuff out in the front.
Yeah. or special stuff. Like I heard them over saying they got a whole bunch of reggae.
Yeah.
So they just plopped it in a section in the front there. But then, yeah, when you go into the actual, they've got sections, and each section is pretty alphabetical.
Yeah.
You know, like the alphabetical isn't alphabeticaled, but, you know, you go and you can take a peek. But a lot of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
So if you love digging and flipping and spending hours flipping through records, it is definitely your place. Records are a steal.
They're $3.
Yeah. I got myself, well, you got it for me because I didn't have any cash on me. I got my second copy of V Records, Ukrainian Beatles covers.
Yeah.
Awesome record. Holy crap. I was very excited. I'm like, you need to buy this. And you're like, you have it already. I'm like, I don't care. But yeah, so definitely check it out in the city.
Yep.
Tomorrow, if you are a hip hop fan,
oh, yeah.
I will be beating you with a stick at the door to Vintage Vinyl at noon.
Yeah.
Curse that guy, okay?
He's got everything from the 90s, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a huge hip-hop drop.
Yeah.
Hip-hop drop. See, look how cool I am.
You're so white.
I know. Can't even try. he's having a huge drop on Friday, and I mean huge. A lot of 12-inch singles. He's got some full albums. I think he is like a 12-inch single of the Humpty Dance.
Yeah.
Which when I saw that, I was like, what? So definitely check him out on Instagram at VintageVinyl204.
Yeah.
He kind of teases what he's dropping, so there's pictures so you can see. Definitely go line up, because trust me, Winnipeg has a hip-hop fandom going on, and they're going to be there.
Yeah.
So if you are absolutely interested in any of those records he's showing, get there early, like 11:30,
like 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Camp out.
Get those little pocket warmers.
Yeah.
You know, maybe make a fire. Yeah, I'm sure Osborne Street Biz would love that.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what else we got to talk about here.
I can't remember. I don't think so.
Oh, the submissions are now closed for the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market. So if you were like us and you submitted, hold tight.
Hey, we should say a couple of weeks or something.
They'll be getting, you'll get a response whether you're in or out.
Yeah.
If you're not accepted as a vendor, it's not because they didn't want you. It's just space, and it's a curated show. So they are looking for very specific, you know, the type of people who wouldn't necessarily easily get into the more commercial craft sales.
Yeah.
They're probably going to get a little bit of a first look. So don't get discouraged. It's not the only one. This is something that they're planning to do a couple times a year, probably. So don't, you know, don't get upset.
Don't get upset. You might be the next one.
You probably will.
Yeah.
But if you're not even a vendor and you're just interested, go follow them on Instagram.
Yeah.
Just to stay in the know, just look up Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market. You and I both share a lot of the stuff from the account, too. So we'll check it out.
Yeah. Zoo Lights starts today.
That's the other thing. Zoo Lights.
Yeah.
Now that I've got like super winter boots here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Zoo Lights. My feet won't get cold. We had a house. I had to buy good boots so I can shovel the walk. But now I'm like, I feel invincible in these damn things. Like, my Sorels are great. But yeah, so if you're interested in freezing your tushes, but looking at some beautiful lights.
Yeah.
It was funny. Hunter and I were watching something on Instagram, I think. And remember how we go to the Downs to drive through the lights?
Yep.
So that's probably happening soon. I think they call it Winter Wonderland.
Yeah, that should be happening soon. I think.
So all these winter things.
Yep.
The skating trail is probably going to open soon if the weather actually stays cool.
Yeah, that might be next month.
It's like maybe February.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of experiencing pretty mild temperatures right now. So please don't go on the river.
No.
This is that weird time of year where it looks like it may be good. It ain't.
No, there's still open water on the river.
Is there still open? See, I don't leave the house. I don't know this, babe. When was the last time I crossed a river? Today.
But yesterday.
Today. We crossed the river. Yeah.
Yesterday for Hunter's haircut, too.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't dark then. I just wasn't paying attention. So, anyway, be safe out there, right?
Yeah.
I think we should get into some music?
Yeah, let's play some more music.
How about we, to show how white I am, we play some hip-hop?
Yeah, let's go to Christmas and Hollis.
I freaking love this song so much.
This is an amazing song.
There's few Christmas songs I love.
And this is it.
This is one. It would help if I actually...
press the button.
I did press the button. I just didn't put the volume up.
jingle bell rock, jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock, jingle bells chiming, jingle bell time, dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet, jingle around the clock, mixing and mingling the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock.
Okay, no, we're not doing that. We're going to say goodbye.
We're going to
start
goodbye.
The song again because I got distracted by a vintage bar on Instagram. Anyway. We're just about done.
Yeah, we're just about done. I think we are done, to be honest.
We're so done. Everyone have a great evening.
Yep.
We will be back next week with part three of two of... I'm math good.
Part two of three.
Thank you. Of Daniel's spectacular Christmas boogaloo.
Yep.
And what is next week?
Next week will be Soul.
I'm happy.
You know, some Darlene Love, some Ronettes.
Oh, I'm so
Stevie
into
Wonder.
It. Damn, that's going to be a good show.
Yep.
Tune in. Here we go. This is Oasis, again, from the start.
Yep.
Bye, everyone.
See you, guys.
Not kidding. I'm replaying it.
Good. You should.
Stockings on the wall. It's the time that every Santa has a ball. Does he ride a red-nosed reindeer? Do a turn up on a sleigh? Do the fairies keep him so? Got the